Sarah, do you think it's possible you can talk about the squat that happened this summer? Just to let the people know a little bit of exactly what went on.
In Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah. We took over a building that we called the Pope Squat. What we did was in July, the Pope came to town, and we used that as an opportunity and as a bit of a buffer against the cops, who are all too happy to try to smash heads in whenever possible. So we took over a building down in the Parkdale neighborhood, which is where I live, which is a working class, poor neighborhood, lots of homeless people. We took it over and we were able to hold it for 3 months, and that was in spite of a huge amount of pressure from the cops and from the city and various levels of government who desperately wanted us out of that building and were not able to get us out. So during that time, that building housed close to 40 people. And people did renovations. We did a lot of renovations. We held a lot of events. We used it as a political gathering point for other actions, and gave people a lot of hope and inspiration, and kind of as a side story. Although what they ended up doing, which is similar to Montreal, when they did end up getting us out of the building, which was on the 1st of November, which was the first snowfall in Toronto of the year, and they pushed people out of the building, what they did was use fire code violations as their excuse. So politically, they didn't want to deal with it. They didn't want to admit that the province actually owned the building because the landlord had taken off a long time ago. So they refused to admit that. They wouldn't have an owner come forward and claim responsibility. So instead, they relied on fire code violations, which I understand is what they relied on in Montreal. So they did kick us out, but we were able to hold on to that building for 3 months in spite of a lot of pressure. And then just like to mention as a side story too, one of the guys who had been homeless, a guy named Bernie, who lived at the squat and made a really big contribution, is unfortunately he's back on the streets again. But a couple of weeks ago he took his own action, which was Toronto's gone through a big cold spell, or like it's cold for us. This been minus 15, minus 20, and a lot of people out on the streets. And the hostel that he was staying in closes at 7:30 in the morning. They kick everybody out until the evening every day. And so one morning, Bernie organized a whole bunch of people, and they just said, we're not leaving. And I have to physically throw us out of here. It's too cold. We don't have anywhere to go. We're not leaving. And because of the action that they took, they forced the hostel to extend their hours. So they're open now all day. They're only closed for a couple hours for cleaning. So that the Pope Squat, outside of giving people housing for 3 months and being an organizing base for us and giving people hope, in the case of Bernie, it's given an individual who's been on the streets for a long time enough hope and inspiration to carry on his own struggles outside of OCAP and carry on that fight and not take the shit anymore.
Okay. I can understand what you're saying to us, because as an ex-squatter from Prefontaine, when we were evicted on October the 3rd of 2001, the police and the fire department were blaming each other for the evictions, because when it came down to the court case, we asked who was the ones that gave the order of who wanted to evict us, and the policemen were saying it was the firemen that gave the order. The firemen were saying it was the police officers, and it was a big court battle for that. We don't know exactly what's going on. We're still in court over the situation, and, you know, it was a nasty event that truly happened on the 3rd of October 2001 here in Montreal. You know, people were abused by the police officers. Some got shot with the electric taser guns, and women were thrown out on the street half-dressed. It was a really nasty event. But thanks a lot, Sarah.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.